This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Do you want to get well? This is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Gail in Denver, Colorado, writes in an email, I'm 20 and a student athlete in college. I've been sidelined for a little while with a torn ACL. Do you know anything that might help the rehab process? Well, it depends. I mean, obviously, hopefully, you had surgery. I'm a big fan. If you do tear the ACL, surgery is a great option. That is where modern medical science comes in, and it is absolutely amazing. Why? Because I tore mine and repaired, and it is good as new. And so I know these things personally. But the surgery itself is great, and there's different options. You can do a graft, which is where they use a graft of your own patellar tendon, which is the strongest, actually, for the repair with the longest recovery. Or you can go with a cadaver graft, which obviously would be someone else's, but it works well. And the strength of it will not be as strong, but it's very close. And the recovery time is about half. So that's another good option. So there's a couple of ways that they can do it. And I'll tell you that the surgery is amazing. Now the orthopedic surgeons that are doing this are just amazing at it. And obviously the top athletes that get torn ACLs used to be a career-ending injury. And now guys or gals are back on the field or on the court fairly soon, still being able to perform. So pretty amazing. But yeah, as far as the healing process goes with the ACL, there's a lot of extra therapy that you can look into. One is a new laser that's been approved by the FDA, and a lot of sports teams are using it. It's a cold or low-level laser. It increases the healing process very quickly and, of course, reduces the potential for scar tissue and any type of scar buildup around and inside the knee joint as it's healing, which can increase performance. So a couple things to think about. And then, of course, your diet is going to be a key. The food you put inside your body can increase healing. Vitamin D is really important. And go to your primary care physician, and when they typically run your blood work, just have them tack on a vitamin D. It can be a real key player in the healing process when you're dealing with any type of joint that could have been torn and repaired. It's amazing. That and the omega-3 fatty acids, such as in a good omega-3 fish oil, cod liver oil, of course, all of those are excellent when you're looking at the recovery process. Make sure you're eating non-inflammatory foods. Obviously, you're wanting to stay away from any type of inflammation because you're trying to reduce that so the healing process can be increased. Thanks for that email. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You can check us out on the website, and there you can sign up for Facebook and Twitter, of course. Stay on top of everything going on with the show and everything going on in our company as well to empower your health and your life. And don't forget, you can always get our email newsletter that comes out each and every week. Let's go now to Elaine. Hi, Elaine. Good to talk with you, darling.
And good to talk to you. I've always heard you talk about vitamin D. Mm-hmm. And I went into the doctor the other day, and he told me my vitamin D was down to 12.
My goodness.
And I didn't know if there's, I never thought to ask him if there's something I can eat or should I just take vitamin D or what is the best way to get this built up.
Well, did your physician, did they talk to you about options? Did he suggest supplementation or what did he tell you?
He told me to take like 5,000 units a day.
That's good. That's good advice.
Is it?
Yeah, but make sure there's a lot of different vitamin D's out there. And, of course, not all vitamin D is the same, and the absorption of vitamin D is a real key. So you just, you know, if you go out to, you know, a local discount store and you get vitamin D tablets for $10, you're going to get $10 worth of supplements, if you know what I mean, as far as it may say 5,000 units in the gel cap, but they're not really regulated. And so the absorption and whatnot, I mean, it may be good, it may not be. So the quality is questionable typically. There's a bioidentical liquid vitamin D that I'm a big fan of that absorbs very well. You always want to take vitamin D, too, with meals. Some people say you can just take it whenever, but not really. It's a fat-soluble vitamin. And fat-soluble vitamins usually absorb better when you take them with food and when you have a little bit of fat in the meal that you take it with. So it can rapidly absorb into the tissues, and the body can utilize it much better. So you know, a lot of times it's good to take it. If you're, let's say your evening meal contains a decent amount of fat in it, good fats, of course, then it can be really good to take the vitamin D with dinner. It's typically a good way to do it. I'm a bigger fan, personally, for myself, of doing things daily and keeping up a daily routine and not doing like a one-hit wonder and then letting it dissipate out. Plus, you know, there is no evidence as far as it being hard on your kidneys where vitamin D toxicity could be hard on the kidneys. And that's something you want to keep up with. And that's why getting the blood test done, at least with vitamin D, every 6 months, typically. You know, you want to get to your physician, get the blood work done, make sure that the numbers are where they need to be, and that way you can stay on top of it. When you talk to your doctor, make sure that they know that they keep your numbers, and talk to them about this, but keeping the numbers between about 70 and 90 is a good range, and that's the upper end of the normal range. And so it will help with a lot of issues. Osteoporosis, it helps with hormones, energy levels, immune system. It's just it's one of those wonder nutrients that we all see. All right, thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You ever heard of the white coat effect? Now, a lot of people have. It's when you freak out when you go to the doctor, and because of the white coat, you think there's something going on. You're getting, you know, when we were kids, we thought we were getting a shot. I was with a physician the other day, and we were seeing some patients, and it was unbelievable. I mean, it was just so funny. And not funny, it was sad, but I remember being 6 years old. I mean, you can remember being that young and, you know, seeing them, just a child that young, just terrified. And it was just amazing. So it's one of those things they call the white coat syndrome. And we've heard about it. We've probably all experienced it at some time. But they're doing a study now, and they've found that things like hypertension, different diagnoses, and different health challenges could be a common side effect of the white coat syndrome. And they're saying in a study that potentially physicians could be over-prescribing the blood pressure medication without kind of having the patient go and double-check the blood pressure and get extra readings to make sure that it's not just something that might be going on inside, you know, just the doctor's office. It could be just a reaction, a stress reaction, or a slight anxiety reaction. But they're doing a study at Duke University in Durham, Virginia Medical Center, and they're reporting that blood pressure readings taken in doctor's offices were consistently higher than those taken at home or in a research setting. Doctors largely rely on one or two blood pressure readings taken in their offices to determine if patients need treatment for high blood pressure, and this is standard, or if hypertension is adequately controlled on medication. The researchers concluded that repeated measurements taken at home may give a more accurate picture of blood pressure control than a single reading in the doctor's office from hour to hour, from day to day, they said in the study. And the study included 444 male veterans being treated for hypertension who had blood pressure readings taken at three different settings, a doctor's office, and one in three patients had either consistently controlled or uncontrolled blood pressure across all three settings over the 18-month study. And the researchers concluded that blood pressure needs to be tested five or six times to give the best estimate of the patient's true status. And I agree with that. That's a fantastic study. And that is a great study that combines behavioral medicine, really, and our environmental medicine with what happens in the doctor's office. I think there'll be more on that to come. Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Check us out.
Amazing to me, there's a skin condition called eczema. We've all heard about it. If you don't know what it is, eczema is actually a skin condition where there's, they call it more of an itch that happens to have a rash, is the way they put it many times. In a medical setting, and basically you'll have these little patches of skin that are eruptions that will just, I mean, they will itch so bad, and of course it makes the skin burn, and they can be in little rings, or they can be in little patches. They turn red, and it can be very, very painful. A lot of times topical steroids are what are used to calm that down for about 7 days, and that typically works as far as to get rid of the symptom of it. But the root cause, a lot of times, even in traditional studies now, they're saying that there's a link to potential food allergies and a lot of what's going on inside the body, which they're saying there's no direct cause that they're saying, but they're saying it could be a strong link. But, you know, the realization is that skin conditions are an inside-out thing, not an outside-in thing. So we typically treat, or most physicians typically will look at, and they will typically, the standard of care, I guess is the better way to say that, is to use topical creams and, of course, you know, the steroids, corticosteroids, and they do get good relief. You know, there's a lot of different theories behind it as far as, you know, elimination of certain foods, tomatoes and wheat products, cow's milk, dairy, which I'm a big fan of. I think that's one of the best things that you could do, in my opinion, when you're dealing with any kind of skin irritation, is to clear out the gut. You clear out the gut, you clear out the skin. The skin's the largest organ we have, and it's a great reflection of what's going on with the skin typically when something's going on with the gut. But just interesting, I was reading a study the other day about eczema and just all the different creams and whatnot that they're using for that. And again, when we look at what we're extremely deficient in our country today, like omega-3 fatty acids, the omega-3 fatty acids are so important for the health of our skin, for the health of our gut, for cutting down the inflammation within the body. And we just, our kids, which are the big culprits. I have a friend that is a physician, and she began giving her daughter the omega-3 fats in the cod liver oil and was suffering with severe asthma and eczema. And the child began to do very well. Talked to some pediatricians as well that have been implementing some of that. So it's interesting to see, and you see the studies out there now where they're talking about a lot more of the natural type of items, I guess, to be able to help the body. And we're going to see that more and more. But again, a lot of people right now, eczema is interesting because it really does have a strong, like they're saying, and I agree with the evidence-based crowd, and they're not going to directly say that foods directly cause eczema. They're not going to say that because there's no direct study yet. But I believe it will come. But just know that food allergies are linked. And in just a moment, we're going to talk about how food allergies are linked to more issues in health than we originally thought. So for right now, we're going to go to Carolyn. Hi, Carolyn. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely.
My question is, I have just completed 6 weeks of physical therapy for my right knee, which I had an arthroscopy on March 31st.
Okay.
I had two large meniscal tears at that time. My therapist says that even though I have improved, I still have a very valgus knee and that I'm probably looking at a knee replacement. Any advice, help will be greatly appreciated.
We've gone through all the physical therapy, and I guess they're happy for the most part. They said that you come through the therapy plan that they've laid out for you very well. Are they pleased with that?
Yes. Yes, and everything that I have completed, I've done well with. I have gained strength and muscle tone back in. The glute and all of the muscle structure around it By the way, I do have psoriatic arthritis also.
Okay.
But anyway, the knee remains swollen. I continue to have stabbing pains in it. It's very unstable. So she said that I have completed, there's really nothing else. Everything that they had to offer, I completed it and done really well with. Continue an exercise program at home. And she said there really is nothing else that she has to offer.
When you had the knee, Carolyn, when you had the knee scope, did you have, what did they work on? Were they working on the meniscus? Were they working on an ACL? What were they doing?
No, I had two very large meniscal tears, one on each side of the joint.
Okay. So they went in and repaired that. And then, of course, supposedly everything is well, but you still got a valgus shift to the knee, and they think that it's causing it to be a little bit off track, and that's what's causing the inflammation. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. So you're asking me what's the next move, but I want to ask you, what have they told you is the next move from the PT perspective and from the orthopedic surgeon's perspective?
I see the orthopedic surgeon this week. I just did not want to go back because I couldn't get it in my head that I needed a new knee. And my physical therapist, who I've known for 15 years and have used for other problems, the physical therapist has just said it's time.
Are you overweight?
Well, I'm 5'8" and I weigh 175.
That's not, I mean, that's not, it is overweight, but it's not just over the top. I mean, you could stand to lose at least 30 pounds, probably.
Oh,
so,
well, I'll tell you what wrecked my knee. I had a severe bad back for 25 years. I had an incomplete diagnosis and found a surgeon 3 years ago who fixed it completely.
Oh, that's great. Well, I mean, I think the next best thing is, I know you don't want to hear that it's time, but if the people around you are telling you it's time, I mean, they are the ones that are looking at the different diagnostic testing, they're looking at the x-rays and the MRIs and whatnot, and they're doing the follow-up. So, again, it's all about how much tissue has been degraded and you know, the degeneration all around the knee. There's a lot you can do to increase the joint health, and you know, that might be able to buy you some time. And I would talk to if you're going to your orthopedic surgeon, I would talk to them about that. Your eating plan is going to be important, but again, it's not going to regenerate the cartilage and everything that's in the knee overnight. There might be some things that you can do to see if you can buy yourself maybe another year, but I would talk to the ortho about that and then do some research, and if you have him want some more information there. But I would go first to the orthopedic surgeon, get their full viewpoint based on the testing. And then if you want to shoot me an email, I'd be glad to do that. We'll be right back.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com, and use promo code 1191.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Vice President Trump and his wife Melania went to Iraq and met some of the Americans on active military duty there.
The president saying that it was a place he's talked about for a very long time, even when he was still a civilian. He said he really just wanted to get there to pay his respects to the troops who were serving there, especially at this time of year.
The president, who is a civilian, spoke about his plans to pull U.S. forces from Syria.
Our presence in Syria was not open-ended and was never intended to be permanent. 8 years ago, we went there for 3 months and we never left. But now we're doing it right.
The president said he's in no hurry to replace Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, saying lots of people really want that job. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Food allergies we were talking about, and just a big, big issue. We're seeing it more and more. We're seeing it not just with kids, but also with adults. And you can build up sensitivities in the body, like with things like wheat. Cow's milk, dairy has a protein in it called casein. Some are allergic to soy and peanuts and tomatoes. There's a lot of different allergies out there. It can trigger quite a bit within the body. Wheat has a protein in it called gluten, and we've known of a pretty severe, well, I would say it is serious, condition called celiac disease, and it can be life-threatening. And most people don't have celiac, but yet they still have a gluten intolerance or a gluten sensitivity. And, of course, gluten is in just about every grain that we have, flour-based food in America. You think about it, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, all of the different flour-based foods they're in. And, of course, it can cause a pretty serious reaction. A lot of people get tired. They can have things like chronic fatigue. They can have a lot of different issues that can be challenging. So we've seen that a lot with gluten. But foods allergies and food sensitivities are something that we're seeing more and more. And there was an article that came out. It says the largest study ever to track childhood food allergies in the U.S. shows that they may be more common and more dangerous than previously recognized. And I'm so glad that they've done this because I've been a big believer in this for a very long time. The study is a detailed survey of families with at least one child younger than 18, showing that 89% of kids under 18 are allergic to at least one food. The surveys for about 38,000 children were completed, and studies including a government survey published recently in this article. And it's interesting because with that high of a percentage, so many kids that we're seeing are being challenged with these different food allergies. And a lot of kids are not being really tested for that. And it's pretty incredible. But they're saying in this study that allergies to peanuts were the most commonly reported. And, of course, milk and shellfish allergies ranked second and third. Tree nuts, eggs, finfish, strawberry, wheat, and soy rounded out the top nine of the food triggers. This study shows there's a very high, or higher than we thought, prevalence of food allergy in the U.S., said Susan Cheval, who's a physician and a pediatric allergist at the Cohen Children's Medical Center in New Hyde Park, New York. She was not involved in the study, but yet just commented on things that she saw. We see this in our clinic, Cheval says. Tons and tons and tons of food allergies, she reported. Many food allergies in children are mild and will fade over time. But in other cases, reactions to food can be dangerous and even deadly. A new study offers that one of the first estimates of the severe reactions in children, showing that many kids with food allergies experience severe symptoms such as wheezing and anaphylaxis, which is characterized by difficulty breathing and sudden drop in blood pressure. I don't think people quite understand food allergies, says a study researcher, Richard Gupta, who's a physician and master's in public health. He's assistant professor of pediatrics at Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine in Chicago. It could be something that is life-threatening, and it possibly could cause death. We will see more in the days to come as we continue to follow this study. So interesting is they're doing a big study on food allergies. I think that it's been a bigger culprit than we thought. And matter of fact, that's why so many times if you change someone's diet, no matter if they're a kid or if they're an adult, no matter what they're struggling with high blood pressure, diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, depression, no matter what someone is struggling with, if you change someone's diet, no matter if you're a registered dietitian that's been ordered by a physician, or if you're a physician that knows what you're doing with diet, and you change someone's diet radically, you will see a shift in their health. I don't care what their challenge is. You will, if they're making the right kind of changes. And this whole field of medical nutrition therapy, which is really what the dietitians have called their own now, the American Dietetic Association, I'm a big fan of, by the way. It's a great organization, and they've actually really jumped into this medical nutrition therapy. It's covered by insurance. Medicare is covering it now. And it's great. I think it's fantastic. I think that it's much needed. I think the RDs are bringing a strong element to medicine and to healthcare in general. And the reason I'm a big fan of that is because I think it's an area that's been left out. And physicians, for the most part, really don't have the time to go learn that. There's enough to learn in medicine on its own. And trust me, I mean, there is enough to learn. It's a lifelong process. You're never learned in that field. You're always learning. And it's most physicians will tell you that they just don't know. It's just not an area. And that's why they brought in the RDs and have really trained them, I think, in a great way. I think there's more to learn. And I think that they're changing their curriculums up quite a bit to especially with the new food. I guess it's not even a pyramid anymore. It's more of a circle. It's a plate that they've come out with, and things are getting a little bit more balanced, a little bit more organized, and it's good. But someone has to lead that rein, and they are now. And so with food allergies, I think we're going to be studying not just food science more, but this medical nutrition therapy and the effect of nutrition on disease process. So when someone has an off-center blood test, now we can go in and there can be changes done to their diet specific to what's going on in their lab test, and that can be an adjunct to therapy that's already going on with the physician, whether it be certain medications that need to be for the treatment of a certain disease. They can now change foods, and it's all working in tandem. It's just a lot of people are opting not to go to the RDs, and they're opting not to get help with people that really know what they're talking about with diet. And that really has to be your foundation no matter who you are and what you're dealing with, because our food is our foundation. You change what you put in your body. Remember that your body can only make the kind of cells that it can make, good cells or bad cells, based on the foods that you put in. So you put junk food in, the likelihood of you making junk cells is very high. You put good food in, there's still a likelihood of making some junk cells because of genetics, but it goes down substantially. Matter of fact, down to about a third, if that. And they're finding out now that even the American Cancer Society are kicking out statistics that around two-thirds of cancers could be eliminated if we would simply change our lifestyle. Now, that is a big quote. That is not me saying that. That is the American Cancer Society, which a lot of people have a respect for. It's a great organization. But the researchers, as they're going through all this, I think they're finding more and more that our environment and our lifestyle play a big role in our overall health. And some of the environmental factors we really can't control, but there's a lot of environmental factors that we can control. And so if we don't, if we're not learning to do that, if we're not learning to make the right choices in our life, then shame on us. Because we have a responsibility to ourselves, to our kids, to creating an environment in the home, to pack lunches for them when they go to school so they're not stuck eating certain lunches and not knowing what kind of ingredients are in there, not knowing what it's been cooked in, all those kind of things. We can control that as parents. And I think that with diet being as important as it is and our lifestyle choices being as important as they are, we have to go to the next level. So next level health is really where we all need to be going and pushing toward. For our kids, for our grandkids, for our own families, and for the generations to come, it's just very, very important. And I'm glad that a lot of the studies like this with food allergies, they're digging in and they're saying, hey, we realize there's an area that we really haven't tapped into that we really need to study more. And they're starting to, and the eyes are being opened, and they're saying there's a little bit more to this. Nutrition, there's more to lifestyle, there's more than what we've been seeing for the last 50 years. And I think that our health will continue to improve. And as healthcare in general is leaning more toward prevention with shifts and changes, as we all know in Obamacare and the new proposals that are out right now, then we're going to see some changes because prevention is going to be an emphasis. We have to educate, have the proven evidence-based studies, and then move forward with our healthcare system so that we can really begin to teach what health is all about. Not sick care, but healthcare. 888-283-7272. Check us out. Let's go now to John. Hi, John.
Joe, and I'm quickly becoming a fast convert.
You know, well, that's great.
Yeah, and like I said, I've always been to natural health, but it's nice to see somebody that has a radio show other than internet that's on the ball. Anyway, I had a question. I heard you talking about your ACL injury. And I eat a lot of anti-inflammatory foods, but I have a few structural injuries myself that things like that probably need surgery in the long run. That maybe the diet has been helpful, but I think I might need something for more function. And my question to you is, how do you feel about a couple of different surgical options for, say, these type of injuries? Say like a torn rotator cuff, mm-hmm. or something like that, instability of the shoulder. And two, maybe a degenerative disc. I played a lot of sports, played a lot of football, and I've also did a lot of hard labor and had a few car accidents here and there. So that's what I'm dealing with, things like a pretty loose shoulder and a probably a damaged disc.
The disc is where? Lower neck? Is that where?
Lower back, like an L4, L5.
Okay. Well, I don't think that surgery is a bad option for either one of those. I think it needs to be the last option. There's a lot of better choices you could make first to kind of rule all that out and then make that your last choice. So let's go with the shoulder first. So are you overweight?
No.
You're not. Okay. Are you active? Are you able to go to the gym, work out? Or I don't know. Are you into fitness? Do you run?
Yeah, I'm into fitness. I can do a lot of stuff like that, but I can't really, like, throw a football or play things like tennis, things like circular. It's kind of a very loose shoulder as opposed to I have more range of motion than I did. It's kind of like a shirt tackle back in high school, and it sort of, like, pulled it it made it a little bit too loose in the anterior shoulder.
And it's always been bothering you, right?
Yeah, on and off.
A little bit.
Yeah.
So have you done, do you do weight training at all?
Yeah, I try to, I kind of work around it where I don't really do things like chest things and flies, but I can do more like military presses and stuff.
Okay. Have you done any physical therapy ever?
I have. It's helped, but it's helped marginally.
Okay. All right. Well, let's do this. We got I've got a couple of things I want to ask you, and we're going to talk a little bit about your rotator cuff, but also lower back, and what to do in the situation of having a disc that's degenerating and causing you issues. Do you have surgery or not? And also with the shoulder, I think I have some really good options to throw at you when we come back.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our body. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Talk to John. John can do a couple of issues and figure out what to do. One is a shoulder that the rotator cuff has become a little bit lax or a little bit loose, and then a little bit of degeneration in the lower back with one of the discs, and just looking at options, what to do. Do you do surgery? Are there more natural methods that you can approach first and foremost before you go that route? And we were just discussing that. So, John, my thought is for a shoulder and for the lower back, first, number one, you always want to look at someone and say, okay, are they overweight? You're not. So that's step one, which is great. And so you've got that battle. B, that's not an issue. And you've been dealing with a loose shoulder for a long period of time. It's kind of bothered you. And there's certain exercises, like in the gym, that you can't do. And there's plenty that you can do. So you just work around it. And you said that you've done physical therapy. And that's where we left off. And so did that help you at all, going to PT? Did doing the rotator cuff exercises feel like it strengthened the shoulder up and made it stronger or not?
It helped in the surrounding area of the shoulder. But I still definitely have limitations of things I want to do, like, you know, like play a throw a baseball and stuff like that. And, you know, even though things like that still limits me. I can probably live a normal life, but it may need to be structurally corrected. I'm not sure.
Have you gone to an orthopedic? Have they gone in and said, hey, it would be nice to go in and maybe do to scope it and go in and clean it out? Have they even mentioned that to you?
Yeah, you know, that's probably what it is. I think inside, deep down, I'm one of those people, like, because I'm not too familiar with scoping. It's probably, it's definitely better than the old day, but maybe I'm one of those people who's afraid to go under the knife, but maybe that would be probably a good option, because a lot of the arthroscopic surgery stuff is actually pretty darn high tech and pretty good now. Maybe deep down inside, maybe I just had a little bit of a fear about it.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely new school. It's not old school for sure. I mean, the way that they can go in and look at it. I mean, the MRI of the shoulder, they can take a good picture and they can have a pretty good gauge of what's going on inside and before they ever do that. And they can even, so just know that. I mean, that's one tool that they can use for sure. And they'll do that before they ever decide to go in. The other is the lower back. Let's talk about that for a second, because I'm not a big fan of back surgery unless literally you can't move, or to the point where you almost can't move.
Right.
And you're just taking so many pain medications, it's ridiculous. So,
you
know, so where are you with the back? With the back pain, are you at a place where it's that bad, or?
You know what? I can walk. I can still do a lot of things. But, I can feel like I can feel it hit my nerve on occasion. It's more or less something I can deal with. But they said it is, at one particular disc, is, you know, starting to wear.
Who's
to wear.
They?
So apart, an orthopedic surgeon or a neurologist or something like that.
Okay.
And they said it's sort of wearing. I always think to myself, geez, am I going to end up having to get a fusion for this one thing? I didn't know if there was any other options, because I always think, well, fusions or discectomies and stuff like that, does the back reject these foreign bodies and stuff like that, you know? So I just didn't know what was out there. I mean, so.
Well, it depending. The fusions sometimes, I mean, you just don't hear of a lot of the back surgeries turning out great.
I know, yeah.
Some do, and I'm not discounting that, because the surgeons that do the back surgeries are unbelievably skilled. I mean, it's just amazing, and it's not really their fault. It's just, it really comes down to the anatomy more than anything. But the other issue, first and foremost, have you done any physical therapy on your back, or have you gone to an osteopathic physician or a chiropractic physician and gone that route?
I have gone to the chiropractic physician, and it worked marginally.
Okay.
The osteopathic I haven't tried too much of. And the physical therapy, I will say it does help. So I guess in a sense that with physical therapy, it's something that I have to be more, how can I say, religious about.
Yeah.
To really, really, to stabilize.
Yeah, I would do that. I mean, this is just my thought. If you're getting some relief, I would consider, you know, physical therapy would definitely be a good thing to consider. If you've gone to the chiropractic physician and that treatment didn't work, let's say you gave it a good solid 2 months, okay, which is a good amount of time. I would say a month and a half at least. If that treatment does not help in that amount of time, it's not going to help, period. And so to string you along for a long period of time is not a good thing to do. Now, physical therapy, for a little bit long period of time, there's validity to that, I think. The osteopathic physician you might want to check out with the DO. It's going to be very similar to chiropractic, so there may not be, in that regard, there may not be a lot of relief. There is there's a really good treatment out called decompression therapy. Very good. And some people, here's the deal. You do about 15 to 20 treatments on it. Some people get amazing results. Some people get marginal results. And again, when you're facing surgery, like back surgery, you want to exhaust every option that you have. And that's really the concept here. And so that's why I want to encourage you. You've done, you know, some treatments with certain physicians, but I would explore all of those before you ever go down the surgery option. So you want to feel like if you ever go to surgery, you want to feel like, I have done everything in healthcare known to man that there is, and it didn't work. Here's another issue. A lot of joint pain can be linked to stress, it can be linked to neurotransmitter instabilities. Nutrition plays a big role. Vitamin D plays a big role. So if you've got deficiencies in nutritional deficiencies in the body that blood work has not shown, always get some type of blood analysis done by your physician for nutritional components, and make sure you're not deficient, because that can cause and mimic joint-related pains in the body that may not have anything to do with anything. And that could be causing and mimicking a lot of this pain that could be taken care of quite easily. So again, it's about looking at the body as a whole. Don't just focus narrowly on the joints, but look at the body as a whole, and that's the best way to go. Thanks for the call. Puts another hour in the charts. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191, or go to PIJI.media. We'll be right back. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.